Yes, man, man. A very good morning, a very good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are finding yourself, man. How are you doing? I know they say the question, how are you, is the most useless question because we don't really care how you feel. I think it has just been normalized to us, how are you? But yes, man, in economic terms, how are you doing? Yeah, do you have money? You don't have money? Okay, good. That is okay. Let's move on. We all don't. We're all trying to have it. Now, when every time a person asks me that question, how are you doing? I want to ask them that in economic terms, I really want to become a cattle herder. And I have a whole story behind this. Like, I have a whole story behind this, and I'm going to tell you this. And so, there is this girl, like, yeah, she's so dope, she's cool, she's studying somewhere, and we have conversation here and there, like, you know, dope conversation about the economy, bringing the economy components, bringing other component. And I told her, like, I do want to become a cattle herder. Like, I want to become a cattle herder. Like, I just want to go to a cattle post and become a cattle herder, yo. Yeah, the conversation then began. I tried to explain everything, like, yeah, I tried to explain everything that, yes, living in Windhoek and trying everything that I have tried, and being in certain places where I've been, talking to certain people, listening to people, learning and reading and listening and trying actually to position myself to be this, to be that, you know. There is something about being a cattle herder. As I keep contemplating, as I go back to the past, and as I listen to everyone now, and I look to the economic structure, I look to the direction that we are going, and in my, because when I tell people that one of the things that I love risk management, I love analysis and market insight and things like that. And I love the unlisted space. I love talking about financing and strategies and moving into directions. And I realized there is something so different about being a cattle herder. And given being in a city where my landlord just told me yesterday that he's going to increase the rent by 500, and he just called me from nowhere when I was serving my beer and I was making so much noise. I was giving lectures always. And this dude just called me from nowhere to tell me that, yeah, the rent, we are increasing, this end of the month by 500. And I'm just there puzzled, like, okay, cool. I've been here since 2010. Dude, you don't have a car. Dude, you don't have a house. Dude, you lay by house. I mean, you lay by shoes. You buy beautiful perfume on lay by. Everything is just so difficult. You have a monthly cab that take you to clean window, and you work hard. You know, you work hard. You wake up at 4 o'clock every morning, and you go home at 8 or 10, 100, and you sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning. So what is it for? Like, what are you doing this for? What is the end game? Is it that you are not being strategic enough? Is it because you can't? You are not filtering in terms of what you do and the value of your work and your activities. And I said, I'm like, yo, man, I wanna be a cattle herder. Like, literally, like, guys, colleagues, I wanna be a cattle herder. And I have a very, very simple condition for me to go Kohamboe at your cattle post. I have simple request. I just need internet. And I just need internet. That is it. I need internet. That is it. And I want you to be farming at the commercial level. And if you're not farming at the commercial level, I'm going to do it for you. I want to manage your farm. Yes. I just don't want to be a cattle herder. I literally want to manage your cattle. And I literally want to go to the farm. I want to move out of Windhoek, and I want to become, yeah, since I'm not a boy, I'm an old man, you can call me a cattleman. I want to go put in the boots and the overall and spend my life running around a certain farm, looking at the grazing land, managing land, I mean, doing some land management, milking the cows, being in consultation with people who want milk, supplying a truck of cattle somewhere to Mitko. Yes, I'm going to name all my cattle. I love naming cattle. I want them to be following me rather than me following them. Because I'm now going back to one of the things that I used to do when I was young. I was a cattle boy. I was a cattle herder. And I love how the animals treated me. I love the connection we had. I love the fact that they knew me. I loved that life. And when it was too dark, I get to stop them and I can go in the middle because I was a young one, I was little. So I sleep in the middle there. So I wanted life. You know, as much as the economic component of things, I love the energy, I love the fast life. I get to come to a certain point like this is so exhausting and my portfolio is not growing. And my asset bases are not growing. Man. So, and the city just keep getting expensive and expensive and expensive. So I, as much as everybody want to run it to go to the university and come to the city, I am against that theory and that economic, that new economic model of leaving the village and leaving the farm. I want to go there. So for now, I want to make this categorical, whatever they say, categorically clear as the politician and all those political aspirants who make a lot of noise and write long speeches. That anybody who's looking for a cattle herder, Kanjikongamia Kulunkwanyoka is ready. I have experience. I grew up looking after cattle. I know their names. And I can call their winners or whatever, the calf, by name, and they can come. It was so beautiful. Like, as I recall now, how that magic happened. When a calf, when you mention the mother's name, then the calf come. Like, literally, the calf come. Not all of them. You mention the mother's name. That, you know, if it's so beautiful. And the calf come just after naming the mother. After shouting the mother, the calf come. Not all of them, the calf. Then the mother will make a sound, the calf will come. So as now I participate in this economy, as now I participate in this higher intensity energy, waking up at 5 o'clock and standing at the bus stop or the taxi rank for 31 hour minutes so I can go to Clean Wind or go wherever, where I attend so many conferences and seminars and listen to the bunch of same people every year, listen to the politician promising this and that and do nothing. And read the Bank of Namibia report here and there, reparating, Oh, man. Then go back to Namibia statistic telling us inflation, this, inflation, that, the GDP, that. But my portfolio and my wealth stay the same. I run around and do this. I have decided that I want to go to the farm. I want to be a cattle herder. And yes, I'm waiting for this girl to respond if I'm going to go with her. Or I can go and she can come in for holiday every time or come for a weekend. I don't know if she's going to agree. But that is my plan. So, anybody with a farm, colleagues, especially the old people in the north that are having a lot of cattle just for show and just for fun. Anybody, anyone, guys, you can just call me. I'm ready to go take care of the cattle and become a cattle herder. My only two conditions are this. I want the first internet and I'm going to commercialize your farm. We're going to sell cattle, milk, and all that. We're going to do it. I'm going to be the cattle herder and I'm going to be the farm manager. That is all I require. So I want that peace. I want that tranquility. I want you gone, just like you were gone back in the days. So anyone who is hearing, who is having a notice that they are looking for some people from Angola to come look after their cattle, look no further. I'm here. You have some guy. And he's ready to go to your cattle, to your farm, and manage your cattle and look after them. I promise I don't need an office. No, I just pack my laptop and go. And my overall. Yeah, I'm going to leave my white sneakers. I'm going to give them away. Yes, but I'm ready to put on the overall and put on the boots and look after the cattle. And this decision is because I've contemplated, not that I have given up in my economy. It's just that, yes, I have done, I have run around, I have spoken, I have explained, I have wrote pitches and proposals to a bunch of you in an economy. I have studied, I have given analysis here and there. And yes, you can say that, why are you giving up? Oh my goodness, you should try. I think I have tried. And as I go back to the golden days of the kettle, I just realized that it's something so beautiful that I can do at the commercial level, and man, and just have that. And just have that and just live that. In the morning, taking them out, milking them, go look after them. Yes, and I'm going to buy a drone. Of course, I'm going to buy a drone. I'm going to do all this thing at the commercial level, bro. I'm going, yes. I'm going to go with my drone. I'm just going to talk to Musheko to link me up where I can get a drone. And yes, I'm going to divide your farm. Yes, I'm going to plant grass. I'm going to do it at that level. But yes, I want to be a cattle header, man. I'm done with these economic things. I'm done with these economic things. Because now I have economists who are saying that, okay, cool, creating 500,000 jobs is impossible. And it's just too much. I think I should just go to the farm. Anybody looking for a cattle header collector, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. The city, the population, the pressure, the cost of living, everything. You know, at the farm, we just eat milk and pap. I'll just have my few goats for meat here and there. I'll grow my own mahango. Don't worry about that, just to supplement my food. I'm ready to go. Beautiful people. Good evening to you. Good afternoon to you. Good morning to you. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjiko Kamiro Kulunkwanyoka. And I'm putting on my notice that I want to go to become a cattle herder. If any one of you is looking for a cattle herder and is ready to meet my condition, provide me with 5G Wi-Fi and I'm going to commercialize a farm. We're going to sell milk and I want you to be supplying cattle as raw material to some certain butcheries or to some abattoirs. Those are just my conditions. So anyone out there, I'm ready. Look, I know many might find it odd, like, okay, cool. Many might find it odd, like, okay, you went to school, you have what, a diploma, grade 12, and things like that. And this is where now it gets tricky. Once you get it to a level, you get to understand the economic structure, where wealth and money is coming from. You'll get to chill and realize, like, okay, cool. Why are we not being so serious about cattle farming at the commercial level? Well, if you go through the structure, if you go through the agricultural sector, and the biggest sector that you're gonna hear is the cattle sector, like probably 50% of the revenue, 60% of the revenue come from there. Let us remove just grape a little bit because of export. The cattle sector is so big, it generates almost 60% of the agricultural revenue. Then you're now like, okay, cool. Why are you, if you live in Okongo, Omangeti, Kavango, and you are sending your kid to go study something else, then I want us to slow down. Just slow down and relax and understand. If you look at the agricultural sector, and the biggest sector in the agricultural sector is livestock. Cattle, to be specific, and you live in Omangeti, and you live in Kavango, somewhere where the best grazing is, and your son or your daughter, you are sending them to the university to study IT. Amen. And that's why I get the privilege to look at this economic information and economic statistic and where the money is coming from. Then I look at my grandmother, then I look at my Kavango people, I look at my Angwena people, I look at my Oshkoto people, and I'm looking like, if you look at the universities and the people at the university, they are from Kavango, Oshkoto, Angwena. You guys have the best grazing land. You guys have the best grazing land, and you have the least commercial farming of livestock.
And I was like, okay, cool. Are we not seeing the picture? Are we not understanding where money and wealth is coming from? Oh, why are you going to Angola to look for kids to come and look for your animals after your animals? Why are you not investing in your kids to understand how to look after cattle at the commercial level? It puzzles me until now. And that's why, as I keep reflecting, and I'm not like, okay, why didn't my grandmother have cattle? Why didn't my grandmother have a cattle post? Where is my grandfathers and people like these? Because I'm at this juncture with all my economic wisdom, if I can call it like, and all my understanding. I want to go kohambo. I want to become a cattle herder. And all my reasoning are commercial reasoning. Apart from the life in Windhoek that I don't like. And it's very, very expensive. I'm looking at the most sector which is performing is the agricultural sector. It keeps money to itself. And I'm now reading Mitco is sending money, beef to Ghana. They are looking at the DRC. They are looking at Angola. Egypt is, they are also looking at Egypt. They also want to send meat to Qatar. They also want to send meat to Saudi Arabia. And I'm like, guys, I want to be a cattle herder. Because if Mitco managed to get that halal certification, if you are closer to Rundu Abbott or in your manget in your cattle, then my G, I think you should call me. I wanna be your cattle herder. Because if we go to Ghana, then DRC, then Egypt, then Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and others, if we get the halal certification for Zambezi Abattoir and also for Rundu Abattoir, no guys, I wanna be a cattle herder. I truly wanna go. Because few people around Tumebeno Chuarongo are making a killing for sending their meat to Norway. While I have a bunch of people in Kavango, in Oangwene, in Oshkoto, with the best grazing land, underground water, plenty of land, and they are not farming at the commercial level. Guys, I call me. Like, literally, call me. Don't go to Angola. Don't go to Oshikango. Don't look for any boy. Just call me. I want to come and run your farm. I want to be that guy. Not your boy, but I want to be that cattle dude. I'm not asking anything fancy. No. We'll talk about my salary later. But the first thing is this. First internet. And allow me to transform your farm. Because if that abattoir get a halal certification, we make the Enana butchery come alive. We make the Oshakatuan come alive. We fix that Ongwediva meat processing plant. Colleagues, I want to be a cattle herder. Because that is money. And I'm wondering, you colleagues with cattle and land, you are still looking for some boy who have no idea about animal disease. They have no idea. Is it because you're not receiving this specific information that Mitco want to sell meat to Qatar? Are you not getting that information? Are you not understanding and comprehending how big of a deal that is? And you are still looking for a boy from Angola to come and look after your cattle with your 300 cattle. Are you not getting it? And please, I'm here begging you today that please don't go there. Just call Kanjengo. I'll come and look after your cattle. I'll manage them for you. I'll manage them for you. That is all I'm requesting.
And as I keep saying, perhaps I need to slow down to explain why I want to be a cattle herder all of a sudden. From economics, to risk, to investment, to all that aspiring things that I wanted to do. I'm changing my mind. You know, the cattle sector, like estimated value, let's say 2020, it was estimated to be 2.2 billion. The value of the cattle sector, 2.2 billion. And I'm sure this is just the southern side by this time. 2021, it was 2.5 billion. 2022 is around 2.7 billion. And I'm sure 2023, with the abattoir of the north end of Zambezi coming on live, I'm sure it should be around 3 billion now. And with the Rundu abattoir on board, it should be around 3 billion. Now imagine that. Where does that 3 billion goes to? I want to put some commercial value to it and to my reasoning why I want to become a cattle herder. Because I'm in control. We are talking about the value of cattle. The value of the cattle industry. The beef industry. And who is in charge of these is the cattle guy. Is the farmer. Is the farmer manager. And this is actually, and I'm going to say this. Maybe I cannot relate to the to my Mbukushu genes and my Giriku and others. I spend some of my time in Kunene where we look after cattle, and sometimes in Wangwena where we look after cattle. And whatever I've learned, we haven't been doing it at the commercial level. So now I want to make it this clear that this is the most valuable sector on its own. The value of it is billions of dollars. That is how, and those are my commercial reasons to say, I'm changing my mind to go manage asset of other people and advising people which sector they should go in as an economist or strategic, whatever. I wanna go and become a cattle herder. A sector worth billions of dollars. And in my estimation, if we put together the South through the commodity trading approach, which is now being implemented in the South, with an addition of an abattoir that it can export and it can slaughter more than 300 cattle a month. I can, in my estimation, this is a $5 billion industry on its own. And that's just the cattle. And with now Egypt in Angola being one of the biggest consumers of beef and importers, with what is happening in Chad and Sudan, with all this mess and chaos, we can actually capture the market. Botswana is so small compared to us. I know South Africa is big, so there is so much potential and commercial value and benefit that can be expanded, that can be exploited if I become a cattle herder. I want you to be calling me somewhere there in Omangete, and I'm talking about my cattle, they're all looking healthy. We're going to send 100 to now to Rundu for slaughter. We are sending around 200 for quarantine. I want to be making such analysis. I want to be standing there and hearing their sound, because that is the sound of $1 billion. It's the sound of money. So why you in Omangete, for heaven's sake, why are you sending your kid to go study IT? And I'm not belittling IT or accounting or anything. I'm saying, are you hearing that the industry of cattle herding, of beef production and milk, and like that, I removed the milk, guys. That is just cattle beef. I removed the milk because in the north, there is no commercial production of milk. There is nothing like that. Only beef. Now imagine if we add milk. Imagine if we add milk, the fresh milk. Just imagine that. Guys, I want to be a cattle herder. I want to go. So if you call me today and you are meeting my condition with 5G internet, Wi-Fi, and a new laptop, I will buy my own overalls. I'm coming. And my reason is here. The cattle herding, especially with this climate change, it needs a cattle herder who understands, who can go into certain agreement, understand the fodder and all that that are required for the cattle to be farmed at a commercial stage. So my G, are you willing? Just call me if you need a cattle herder. Don't worry. At this stage, I'm going to start to talk farming. I'm a cattle herder. I'm not going to come with my straight cap, no. Yeah, I'm just going to come with my shades. But I can tell you there's a commercial value that many of my traditional uncles are not seeing. The king of Ondonga and everybody in Ondonga colleagues,
the queen of Okwanyama, the king of Mbukushu, the Greek who stopped fighting. There is something that is so that you have that you can actually have a big impact. How you distribute and allocate land. You now got an abattoir that can export outside without going to the south, straight from there. Your meat going to Angola. So it depends now, who do you allocate it to as a king of Ondonga? Are you going to allow people to farm at a commercial level, or you are just going to distribute land to people of big name because he's a minister? Or because he's what? Do you understand the commercial value of the land that you have? You have an abattoir now, which just got a certificate to export. And it's now in a process, by June or by July, it will get a halala certification. Do you understand that? The value, the magnitude of that. Stop crying about your meat not going to the south even when you have those two. And that's why I'm ready to be a cattle herder. I want to leave Windhoek. I'm ready to leave, pack my bag, and tell my landlord to go to hell. I mean, yeah, politely, of course. I am ready to be a cattle herder. And those are my commercial reasons. How big the industry, the beef industry. And I'm hearing a lot of northern farmers. I'm sorry to them, just kunene to Zambezi. I'm focusing on you guys. You are crying a lot. Okay, for the kunene, I understand. Kunene, you need more. And I hope the Minister of Agriculture do whatever they talk about. So you get the feedlot. Because of the climate and the heat that side. Get the feedlot so we can buy the winners from you. So we can have that extended market. So for us who are closer to Rundu and Zambezi, we can buy the winners from you. Guys, we can establish a whole value chain and supply chain. And I know Kunene is bananas. They are so good in producing winners. And imagine if we can create such a linkage in terms of supply chain. For you, you know, Angweni Nomsati, you slaughter, you send it to that Otapi, whatever butchery, that Oshakati butchery, that Enana butchery, and you go buy the winners from Kunene. And we create such a supply chain. We send to Ghana, we send to Angola, DRC. We move to Egypt and cut and Saudi Arabia. You just need cattle herders. And some of us, we are ready to leave Windhoek. Can come back home and look after cattle. No more going to Oshkango to look after them. I'm now against no more giving my job away. I'm ready to take up that job. In case you're thinking that we didn't want. Because I never understood why our uncle always looked for somebody from that side. And now I'm looking at the numbers from 2020 to 2023. The cattle sector need almost 2 billion, 3 billion. And like, then why are these guys going outside to look for workers? If this is how valuable this sector is, and I'm receiving all this information about certification to export, halala certification and all these, and the trade-based commodity approach that we can send our meat, oh my gosh, no, I want to go to this sector. I want to become a cattle herder. Call me. I have no problem. I want to go to the farm. I want to go Kohambo. I have no problem in reservation. To me, looking at the value of the cattle sector, being a cattle herder is the most important job in Namibia. I'm telling you, it's the most important job. Because for you guys who are bragging that you are sending your meat to Norway, do you know who look after those cattle? It's a cattle herder. So don't come here, be an engineer. I understand. The cattle herder is the most important guy. Because he got your meat to go into Norway. He's the cattle herder. He's one of the most important person. You can brag that you penetrated the USA market with your beef. Who look after those cattle? Is the cattle herder. He's one of the most important person. The most underrated person in this economy. So beautiful people. So please, I want to be a cattle herder for economic reason and the commercial value of that industry. Beautiful people, let us have a conversation. And I'm ready to go, colleagues. Yes, some reason is because Windhoek is very expensive. everything of theirs is expensive. I have to wake up early in the morning, go do things I don't like, talk to people I'm not happy with, smile, even though I don't like smiling, wear official clothes I don't like. I don't like wearing official clothes. And again, they want me to comb my hair. I don't like it. And they don't want me to wear my shade. I don't like it. And the guy should also speak English. I don't like it. Guess what? The kettle here, Shwambe and Squanyama, bro, and the Wembukush and Giriku, and imagine I'm just gonna be there. Oh man, it's beautiful. I wanna go. So anyone looking for a kettle head, I'm ready, colleagues. For commercial reason and for Windhoek reason. I'm even hearing that Windhoek is running out of water. I wanna go. I'm gonna have all the water underground. Kunene is a river. All the Kavango region have rivers and they have underground water. Zambezi is green, full of water. Oshkote is underground water. Colleagues, I want to go. I truly want to go and be a kettlehead.
So my message now is to say that kettlehead has some economic value and cultural value in our bringing. Even in the old economic structure, cattle were our means of expressing value and expressing wealth. It was a storage. It was also a currency because you can use cattle to buy mahangu, to buy whatever you want. Even a wife, even land. So cattle were the currency. Cattle were the means of storing value, also storing wealth. So how did we lose that? How did we lose all that? So if cattle had such value in our cultural time, I mean in our old economic structure of our culture and things like that, so how did we lose that? So how come we are unable to use that cultural value of cattle back then to transition to this new economy? If there was something that we actually supposed to jump and come with into this new economy, it's our ability to raise good cattle. It's our ability to raise good bulls. And as I'm talking now, Ohangwena colleagues are going to host what we call Omaludige Ngobe. Like it's a competition where cattle farmers show they are fat animals and they are bulls. These are the same people who cannot actually, who are struggling to capture the market of beef. But in the next month or in this month, they are going to have what we call a maludhi, competition of cattle, which one is fatter, which one is what. They are going to say statement and say beautiful things about their cattle. These are the same people who cannot supply an abattoir. These are the same people who cannot supply an abattoir with cattle, with raw material. So what happened? So now, in coming month, they are going to gather together with their hats and their maonga and their traditional attires and talk about their cattle. The same people who cannot be so rich and make money out of this cattle. So that's why I've decided I want to be a cattle herder. I'm actually going to Omaludi just to go look for work. That I don't want you to keep cattle just to come and celebrate Omaludi, but I want you to conquer the economy. I want you to conquer the sector of cattle, of beef industry, because you can, it is in your blood. So make me your cattle herder. Make me your cattle herder. I'm ready to come to your farm. I'm ready. I'm ready to come to your farm. That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to keep celebrating Omaludi for the sake of it when you are not deriving any commercial value out of it. It's no more about the cultural boosting and who is serving more cattle. It's about the money. It's about the beef. It's about conquering industries. So I want to be a cattle herder for such reasons. That the old men and everybody is going to celebrate Omaludi. We are going to sit there. I'm going there this time. I'm going there. But as we celebrate, I'm going to ask questions that, what are we celebrating? What are we celebrating, colleagues? What are we celebrating if we are not sending meat to Angola and DRC? If none of you are exporting your beef? If none of you are supplying raw material? What is the wealth? What is the celebration all about? And thus, I want to be a cattle herder because I want to talk to my old people. I want to talk to these old men. I want to manage the farm. I want to look after the cattle. I want to milk them. I want to supply 100 cattle every year. I want to set up a milk production in the north. Why are we buying fresh milk for your coffee, for your tea somewhere? Why not from Omangeti? Why not from Kavango? Why not from Zambezi? Colleagues, so many reasons to be a cattle herder. So many reasons to be a cattle herder. So many reasons the university should introduce a course. Or is it now animal husbandry or what? I want to take up that course and go to Omangeti. I want to go there. My qualification is this. The animals know me. I spend so much time with them. I want to go back. I'm realizing that industry is so quite valuable. It is so much money. Milk. And in the north, there is no milk industry. All of you are buying fresh milk from where? And guess what? Like, I think in 2022, there was a time our fresh milk was being produced in Johannesburg, in South Africa. But more than 2 million cattle are in the north. More than 2 million cattle. So, colleagues, what is wrong with us? So, I want to be a cattle herder. I want to stop asking this question. I want to stop asking this question and just go and... I really, this is making me angry. How come you have more than 2 million cows? And you can't supply yourself with fresh milk. How? How on earth? And you can't supply with yourself beef. Do you know that in the northern, beyond the red line on the northern industry, you guys are buying meat from the south of the red line? Do you know that? So I wanna be a cattle herder, man. I wanna be a cattle herder. I wanna go there. I wanna change this. Not that I will win, but at least I want to go there because this industry is growing. And these colleagues have 2 million cattle. I don't know for what. And this is the... I said this some years ago that if there are certain group of people that I want to sit down with, is the northern farmers, cattle farmers. If there is a group of individuals that I want to sit down with, is them. I'm only interested in those people. These are the only people I want to give a lecture to. These are the only people I want to get married to. Like, literally, I'm going to tell them my mind. Not even going to speak this bad English I'm speaking now. I'm going to, you know, Shkwanyama in Bukushu and Giriku and Themba. I'll speak them in such vernacular of mine. And ask them all the difficult questions. Like, why are you celebrating Omalu Dhiengobe when you don't use the kettle? Where is the commercial wealth? Beautiful people. So I want to be a cattle herder for so many reasons. So many reasons. Most of them are commercial reasons. Apart from the expensive city of Windhoek, I want to leave this city. I don't want to be here. I don't like it. It's very expensive for me. Can't afford it. I tried all I can. I even went to school to study some funny things. I still cannot afford the city. But there is a billion-dollar industry in the north which is not being utilized by the men and women who have the land and the cattle. But the country celebrated they are sending beef to Norway, to UK, and to the European Union. And the northern farmers are not even embarrassed because they're not participating. And guess what? They got now a certification to export the Rundu Abato. I'm wondering, are they celebrating? I'm wondering if they are rejoicing in that. And with that, I want to be a cattle herder. There is an opportunity for me there. And I'm also advising young kids who are planning to go to university. Go study animal husbandry and go work in Omangeti. Go study animal husbandry and go work in some farm in Kavango and Zambezi. We are about to get a halal certification to slaughter meat for Qatar and for Saudi Arabia. Go! Don't come to Windhoek. Go, don't go to Erongo. And people are talking about green hydrogen. colleagues, the Rondo Abattoir and the Zambezi Abattoir are about to get a halala certification that make them eligible to send beef to Qatar. There is a big deal while you guys are crying about getting into hydrogen. I want to go to Kavango and manage a farm. I wonder. I want to be a cattle head. For real. So, colleagues, young graduate, educated people, and everyone, I am realizing that as I'm growing, and it's not that I'm becoming whatever, I'm just that as I keep looking at our economic structure and the things that we value, I get to be surprised, like, why are we pushing everybody to go do these things? How come we have more commerce graduate than cattle herder, animal husbandry graduate? It's the most weirdest thing. But if you go in our national account, annual national account or GDP figures, the biggest single sector is the livestock farming. Like, since 2015 to 2023, the livestock farming is worth more than 3 billion every year, 3 billion on its own. And if you go in our GDP at the constant price for per sector, there are a few sectors that actually can record 3 billion. There are a few sectors and I can go through. Only the fishing sector is beating livestock farming. We can leave diamond out. What else? There is no other, apart from diamonds and fishing, they are the only single sector that are beating livestock on its own in terms of value. We cannot compare to public administration. That is all government. Education is so dominated by government. And the financial sector, it is so many banks. There is no other single sector, apart from what else is this, electricity and water, which is beating the livestock sector, guys. Even other food, they are unable to. Even grain is unable to. So then how come we are graduating more commerce graduated than cattle herders? The biggest sector is livestock farming. And as I'm saying, I want to be a cattle herder. If every sector since 2015, this sector has been so consistent, more valuable than beer alone. 3 billion since 2015 every year, more than 3 billion. Then why am I studying to be an accountant? Why did I study to go be economics? Why did we leave home? Why are we leaving Kavango where there is the best grazing? Why are we leaving Zambezi where there is the best grazing? If the most valuable single sector is livestock farming. So as I'm saying, I'm learning interesting things about our economic structure and the thing that we deem valuable. And I'm still so puzzled our parents that have cattle are still hiring cattle herders from Angola. I'm saying that is what I learned. That's what I used to know. And they're actually leaving their cattle to be in Windhoek. It's weird. Like, it doesn't get... I'm not understanding. Because if the national account are saying the most valuable sector is the livestock farming, and this is just actually on beef mostly, just meat, beef, then how come my parents, your parents, and other parents from Kavango, from Omangeto, Shkoto, Ombuga, where there are a lot of cattle in Windhoek, leaving the cattle alone? Then there is something that is not adding up. And this is why I say, Kai, it's very, very important to understand how wealth is made, how the economy is working, where the money is. Why you as a man, as a woman with land, good grazing land, why are you working here in Windhoek? Why are you looking for a job in Walvis Bay? When you inherited actually 20 cattle from your father and you have a big land, why are you here? Why? You especially for you guys from the north, you now have an abattoir. There is a Nana butcher which is not working. There is a Osakati butcher which is not working. There is an Ongwediva processing meat plant which is still there. Guys, why are you in Windhoek if the most lucrative market is cattle livestock farming? Specifically cattle. Man, there is something wrong with us. So I'm deciding I want to go become a cattle herder. So if there is any one of you who is looking for a cattle herder, I am saying don't go to Omongo, Akasalani, Tosakati, or somewhere deep in Oshikango to get one. Guys, just call me. All I need is just internet, a laptop, and that is it. And you give me power to commercialize a farm. That is all I'm asking you. Because I want in 2 years or 3 years, I wanted to be sending animals out to the quarantine for them to be slaughtered. I want to be producing fresh milk for the schools and the hospital in the north. I want to. That is it. Like for real, that is why I'm aspiring to be a cattle herder. I want to be like just the dead guy looking after your cattle. Managing them. And I'm saying managing them. Understanding them. I want to be that guy. Because that is the most lucrative sector. It is the most. There is a few sectors in Namibia that are beating the livestock sector on its own. The fishing sector, the diamond sector. There is nothing else. Electricity and water. There is nothing else on its own beating the livestock sector. Even when we talk about other food products, these are now beverages combined in others, grain in others. And it's actually again the processed beef. It's processed beef actually, those other food and pasta polana. Those are the two. So now imagine, guys, imagine. So we need to understand which are the sectors. Because in your own mind, as an educated person, as you are referring to yourself, with the land in Omangeti, in Okavango, and 50 cattle, why are you not sending your kid to go study animal husbandry so they can be cattle herders? Because animal husbandry, maybe I need to go Google it, but are the people who take care of animals, right? Then why are you sending your kid with that land? With those 50 cattle, why are you sending cattle, your son and your daughter, to go study accounting and go be at Windhoek? I hear the most important things are now actuarial science to go count whose money. If the money is generated, listen to the keyword, generated. There are sectors that can generate money. The financial sector does not generate money. No, the financial sector is an intermediary. It depends on sectors that generate money. And we are running away from the sectors that generate money, like livestock farming. We are sending our kids to go study courses that count money. And it depends on the sector that generate money. Some beautiful people. Man, it's weird. These things have been just under our nose. And as an economist, Kama, or somebody who studied economics, and we have been looking at these national accounts. National account, and there is no sector on it individuality can beat livestock. Crop farming has been struggling since 2015, but livestock has been steady. Is the single sector, beef sector on its own, is one of the biggest source of foreign exchange. And now we are talking about Qatar, Ghana, Angola, Egypt, DRC, wanting our beef. Imagine you being in the north, you being in Omangeti with your 50 cattle. All you need is just a better cattle herder. All you need is me. So please call me. Just call me. I'm willing. Be at Windhoek. I'm willing. You can be at Windhoek, be in wherever you are. Just give me the farm and the cattle and the power to draft the strategy, the commercializing strategy. And I'll tell you this. We will send a truck to the auctioning of Mitko. Guys, I'm ready to be a cattle herder. I'm ready to leave you in the... Oh, gosh. I'm ready. I want to wake up going to the kraal. I want to smell that. I want to hear their voices. Ooh, I'm ready to go back and be a cattle herder. Windhoek is based on intermediary sectors. It manufacturing apart from beer making and pasta porana making maize meal. There is less which is happening here. So one of the sectors that generate that make its own money is the livestock farming, and I'm ready to go join that. And if you are listening and you are a farmer and you have cattle, I'm ready to go to become your farm manager, to come. Yes, I will literally call, a supervisor of your cattle. I'm ready to do that. So, Bafwet, to the old man having 20 cattle in Omangeti, to the old woman having 50 cattle in Kavango West, Nyanko, and Kuru, to those many, many, many men having so many cattle in Ombuga, then Omsati, in Oshikoto, having a bunch of cattle that you are just having for the sake of it. To those that have land, grazing land, I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention. The most lucrative sector in the Namibian economy is livestock farming. It's worth billions of dollars. And it's not only for beef alone. We can also produce fresh milk. We can also produce animal skin. Look at the shoes that you are wearing now. Many of you now are wearing slongo leather than others. Look at them. Look at them. Look at those shoes that you guys are fencing now. Look at your wallet. It's made out of leather. Most of it is cattle leather. Look at it. And it's cattle. It came from cattle. So meaning all of you need to start taking cattle farming seriously. So you can tap in the market of beef, meat, fresh milk, and tannery or whatever animal skin. Please. And in case you are struggling, please hire those kids from Ogongo that have studied animal husbandry. Hire those kids that are from New Dem that have studied animal husbandry. Hire those kids to come and be your cattle farmers or your cattle herder. Hire me. I'm ready to become your cattle herder. Because there is such a big opportunity for the northern livestock farmers. You've been crying and complaining and nagging about the market. Now the market exists. The market is there. The market is opening up. Are you opening up? Who is looking after your cattle? Who is looking after your cattle? Are you looking after them at the commercial stage, or you are still in the old time? Are you raising your cattle to go show them at Omaludi, or you are raising your cattle to take them to the auctioning? Which one are you doing? Which one are you doing? My G, there is no bigger sector in the Namibian economy than the livestock sector. The cattle farming is the biggest. And it is what is making Ochuarongo how it is. It is what is making Tumeb. It is what is making Otavi. It is what is making Okahanja. While you're at Omangeti, in Okavango East, in Kavango West, in Zambezi, in Omsati, in Kunene, you're getting cattle for the sake of it to go show them at Omaludi. Colleagues, please call me. Let me be your cattle herder. Because that is the most important job. Is the most important job at this juncture with the climate change, with the change in rainfall patterns. You need the cattle herder who understand what to feed the animal, or how to take care of them, when to sell, when not to sell. Beautiful people. That is my pitch. To become a cattle herder. I want to be one. And I'm ready for you to receive your calls and for us to change cattle farming in the northern areas. You have butcheries and abattoirs that are dying because you're not supplying cattle. Are you not hearing this, that in our national account, the biggest and the most lucrative sector is livestock farming, and is dominated by cattle farming, worth billions of dollars, more than $3 billion of dollars. So then, my G, why are you keeping cattle if you're not making money out of it? Are you keeping cattle to go show them at Omaludi, or are you keeping the cattle to send them to Rundu Abattoir, to Yenana Abattoir, to the Ongadiva beef processing? Which one is which? Then you need the right cattle herder. And some of us, we are ready, man.
So, colleagues and beautiful people and Eagle FM listeners, it's about time we change, or we look at our mindset and our understanding of the economy. We keep shouting the economy. We keep thinking this and this about the economy. But I think we just need to chill and assess who we are, where we come from, and what we have. And understand that when we are talking about the economy, it's nothing very, very far from us. Especially you northern farmers. You guys have the cattle, you guys have the land and the water and the grazing. But you guys are the one crying about poverty and wealth and whatever and whatever and whatever. You guys have the cattle. But are you farming them at the commercial level? Who are you hiring to look after your cattle? That is the key question I'm here. And when you are investing in your kids, you are investing in your kid to go work where? When you have the resources. So this presentation today is for us to relook at the jobs. Which are the most important jobs? Ask yourself that question. Many of you say it's a doctor. A doctor is not the most important job. That is what the mistake is. The most important person in an economy is a farmer. Because the job of a doctor is created if the farmer is not doing his job. All these economists and the price analysis are all depending on what the farmer do. So the price of meat, the price of beef, the price of whatever those one, jaguars or bravers, whatever you call them in Africans, they all depend on the cattle herder. So who are you hiring to look after your cattle? Does he understand that he need to look after those cattle at the commercial value? As a commercial activity, does he know that those animals need to multiply twice a year? They need to be fed, they need to drink water, they need to be what? Because that is what we used to do. But it has changed a bit due to the climate, due to the commercial value of it. They need to be raised and they need to be taken care with a commercial mindset. And if your cattle herder is not having that mindset, then you are not going, then they are not going to multiply. Then you are not going to make money. So that's why I'm saying I'm ready to be a cattle herder. Together with my small understanding of the economy and the understanding of the value of the livestock sector, I'm ready to multiply your cattle. I'm ready to turn your farm into a commercial farm. So please relook at the type of career that you advise your kids. Please relook at that career guidance. So when you are advising your kids to go study, we need to relook at the most important sectors right now, the resources that we have and what we can do with them. So stop sending your kids away to go to universities to go study something that will not benefit the resources that you have. Most of you have the grazing land. Most of you have underground water. But you're not sending your kid to go study desalination. You're not sending your kid to go study animal husbandry. So now they are leaving the farmland to come to Windhoek and do something while the resources are back home. And in my realization, even though perhaps it's late or whatever, I'm saying I'm ready to go back home and look after cattle at the commercial level because that is the most lucrative sector.
And yes, and I want this realization for everyone to start having this realization. You are from Kavango, bro. That is where they are harvesting the timber. You are in that forest that provided the timber that make tables. Why are you leaving, my G? So to all the livestock farmers, I'm ready to be your cattle head. So please contact me. Give me internet, first one, a laptop, and I can dedicate my life to multiplying your cattle and to sell twice, three, four times a year to an auction. So we can export our beef to Qatar once we get the halal certification, to Ghana, to DRC. I'm ready to be your cattle head. And with that, colleagues, that was my presentation for today and my pitch to be a cattle head, because the livestock sector is one of the most lucrative sector. And I want you to understand. And if you don't, you may still call me and I can give you that presentation. So with that, colleagues, thank you for choosing us, Eagle FM. As we say, we are facilitating conversation. We are awakening ourselves. We are changing the narrative. We are changing how we look at the economy and the sectors and the resources that we have. It all depends on our understanding and how we view the resources that we have and how can we utilize them. And also the career guidance. What are we telling our kids to go study is based on what? Which one is needed by you as a farmer? Do you need to come and work in Windhoek, or can you work with those resources? With that, colleagues, thank you so much and have a very good night.